You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty, the podcast for your face. I'm Mamma Mia's senior beauty writer, Erin Doherty.
And I'm executive editor, Lee Campbell. And Erin, I saw you on Zoom and you'd done a beautiful face of makeup. What's going on there? I thought we were in lockdown.
I have makeup on my face. So we're doing some filming for work and I actually woke up a little bit earlier, pretended to look more alive, did my makeup, and I actually scared my boyfriend. He was kind of like, what have you done?
It's so funny, isn't it? Because if you don't see anyone in lockdown, it's like the forest in the tree. Wait, the tree in the forest? And you're like, did it fall if no one saw it? And so you haven't applied makeup for so long. And then when you do, you're like, oh yeah, I can do this.
I remember this. Smoky eye. I see you.
I see you. Well, of course, it's Wednesday, so it's beauty news time. And this week, we have to talk about why people on TikTok, of course, are putting banana skin on their face. And also, we're going to chat about a world first in the land of serums, although this serum is not for your face. But first,
it's time.
Okay.
And the Emmy for lead actress goes to...
So after not seeing a red carpet for like 100 years, we were blessed with another award show this week. So obviously we had the VMAs last week and we had the Met Gala last week as well. And then this week it was the Emmy Awards. And considering television has pretty much just been our everything as of recent, our expectations were all pretty high. So this one was special. But there were so many incredible eye-catching looks on the red carpet. It was honestly such a treat because I've really missed having some beauty inspiration.
Me too. It really made me realize that we just haven't had anything to look at for months on end.
There's been nothing, no inspo, but I had so many favorite looks.
Yeah, tell me your faves. Me too.
So many looks. So my first, I would have to say that Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit, she was one of my faves. She wore red lipstick and kind of piled her, she had this platinum blonde hair. She piled that all on top of her head in this kind of like elegant modern beehive look. And she was wearing this beautiful like yellow dress. She looked like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my god, she did.
But she looked amazing.
Yes.
And I also noticed Nicole Byer. She's the host from Nailed It. She was also wearing a beehive, like this massive kind of lots of 60s vibes. I don't know.
There was so much retro. Everything's retro.
Definitely. Another one of my faves was Michaela Cole. She was wearing this neon yellow eyeliner and it just perfectly matched her dress. She was in yellow as well. And it just took it to the next level. I really think that colourful eyeliner and like neon eyeliner is having a big moment.
For sure.
And of course, Kerry Washington. So she's from Scandal. She never does wrong on the red carpet, but she absolutely shut it down this year, I reckon. She had her hair kind of parted in the middle and it was slicked back into this super long braid. And her makeup was all glowy. She had a red lip going on and this metallic eyeshadow. And it just kind of perfectly tied in with her beautiful satin dress.
I feel like everything was perfectly paired. Like everyone that had a bright dress had the same lip or the same eye. Like everything was so well thought out. And I think because people were just so excited to actually go somewhere. Look, my disclaimer is that I don't watch TV. So I was like, who are these people? When I say that, like I watch a series every 6 months. I just don't have the time to fit it in. The series I'm watching at the moment is 10 years old. So that kind of gives...
Lee, I'm watching The X-Files from 20
years old. Okay, fine. So you get it.
We're both not great for this.
I was like, who are these people? But still, I was just like, I don't care who they are. There's so many beautiful things to look at and fashion and beauty. And I swear, I think electric yellow is going to be the next colour. Everyone is wearing fluoro yellow. She wasn't in fluoro yellow, but Elizabeth Olsen, so obviously she's one of the Olsen sisters, not one of the twins. She had real kind of old Hollywood vibes, which I liked. Again, a bit retro. It could have been thought of as boring, I must say, but I really enjoyed it. She had like this softly finger waved, like blonde bob, this kind of rusty cream lip stain, matching flushed cheeks. It was just really timeless and elegant. And I'm just a huge fan of hers.
She looked beautiful.
Yara Shahadi, she's from Blackish. She wore the most incredible green emerald dress, very 50s, again, retro, kind of midi flary skirt, and then this most incredible green emerald winged liner, like eye. So the wing was top and bottom, and then there was black liquid and lots of lashes. It was just like heaven. If I go to an award show one day, mark my words, I'll have that eye. Adi Bryant from Saturday Night Live, she wore this red flower crown, and Diet Prada didn't like it. They said it was too costumey, but I loved it. The basic girl in me totally loves a flower crown. I want them to come back. I wore a very similar red flower crown to my girl's hen. So I don't know. maybe it's like a bit of nostalgia, but I totally loved her look. And lastly, Emma Corrin, who plays Princess Diana in The Crown, even I knew who she was. She wore this like butter-coloured like dress and then like a matching bonnet.
A little bonnet.
A bonnet. And it was very Handmaid's Tale, except for there was gloves that had like claws. Anyway, it was Miu Miu, so what do I know about fashion? But I loved, she had like this really kind of vibrant, bright yellow gold sparkly eye, which I did some research and found out it's from Byredo. So of course it is, because it was fabulous. And her skin was that total like skinimalism complexion and liquid blush. Like for everyone going into spring and thinking about coming out of lockdown and we're getting our looks together, that is like my spring look for going to some things when we can go to some things. But like you said, Erin, oh my God, I'm just loving having red carpet to perv at.
So, so good.
So there's a brand new serum that has just hit the markets in this beautiful premium packaging. It's got a pump top. It looks super luxe, except it's not for your face. It is for your vagina.
Do go on.
So it sounds gimmicky, right? And look, I thought so too until I looked into it further. Turns out in the past century, the men, those men with the doodles, have had all this help in the sexual wellness department. Of course they have. They've got Viagra, they've got Cialis. And actually one of the doctors that developed Viagra, Dr. Haran Padma Nathan, he researched this whole kind of realm in which he discovered about the men's smooth muscle that led to the development of Viagra. So he's the guy behind this serum. And this serum is for cis women, and it is not applied to your face, as we mentioned. It is applied to your vagina. When he started doing some research into this category, he kind of basically was told that the female orgasm was just too complicated, too hard. Women's arousal was just a too hard basket. And he was like, no, I'm going to work on this. So I know, poor women. Excuse me, how rude. So he paired up with another doctor and they've developed what's called the Vella Women's Pleasure Serum.
Ooh.
I know. And unlike some other medication for men, it's not focusing on the science of the brain. It's focusing on the body, and it's the same science behind the men's smooth muscle as the women's smooth muscle. So this is what they said of the brand. We defined our serum's success by its ability to work on every vagina at every consenting age or life stage. So whether you're learning what you like in bed, medication is making your orgasm infrequent, or hormones are making it hard to stay wet, Vella makes every body orgasm ready. I really liked that because I've personally been on medication in the past that has made that kind of whole area not really into it. So I thought, you know what, that's brilliant.
Yeah, 100%. So tell us how it works. So what's kind of the research behind it?
Okay. So it's applied topically. You just use a pump and apply it topically with your hands. And in clinical studies, it's been discovered that CBD, so obviously from the marijuana plant, can go deep beyond the skin to relax the vagina and clitoral smooth muscle tissue. And so on women they tested between age 23 and 75, it's been reported that they had increased ease and intensity and frequency of orgasm. One of the frequently asked questions on the website was, will my vagina get high? The answer is obviously no. So there's none of those wacky effects that you might get or might think of when you think of marijuana. It's 99% pure nano-encapsulated CBD formulation, and there's no highs. The website is vellabio.com, VELLABIO.com, but currently their website doesn't ship out of the US. However, there's wait lists at Saks Fifth Avenue and a lot of other US retailers who do ship to Australia. So if you're keen on it, jump online and do a bit of research. And of course, when it gets to Australia, we'll let you know.
Hi, vaginas for everybody.
Here's what we learned from TikToks.
Another week, another TikTok hack that claims to fix all of our skincare problems. So this time it's a DIY skin trick that's supposed to banish your dark under eye circles, wrinkles, pigmentation, and even tackle acne. It is the Banana Skin Facial.
Okay. Yep. What?
Another one. Intriguing, right?
Yes.
So basically, there's a viral video going around by someone called Terry Moltek, and she has said that taking the white fibers from inside a banana peel, like scraping them out, mixing it in with a couple of drops of moisturizer, and applying it to your under eyes works absolute wonders.
Did you know that banana peels are great for your skin, especially dark circles under your eyes? Yeah, and I'm going to show you how. Take the white fibers inside the banana peel and scrape them out. Take the fibers just like that and mix it with aloe. If you don't have aloe, use your favorite moisturizer. Now mix it all together and gently tap it under your eyes. The potassium in the banana helps reduce dark circles. It also helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. It's also great for acne and some other skincare problems. Leave it on for about 5 to 10 minutes, then rinse it off and watch the magic.
I must say, when you first mentioned this to me, I was like, okay, there's a lot of banana brightening products on the market. There's eye creams, yep. There's powders, and they're all designed to like brighten and use under the eye area. So I was like, there must be something to it. So is there?
Well, let me tell you. Well, obviously, lots of people are jumping on this bandwagon now, and basically they're like cutting banana peels and putting them under their eyes. So they're making like banana peels into under eye patches and kind of just smearing them beneath their eyes. But when it comes to if it works or not, like we know that bananas have great vitamins and minerals like potassium, vitamin A, vitamin C, and these all have really great benefits for the skin. But because people are using it in raw form, like because they're just literally putting the banana peel on their face, they're not going to actually make any major changes to your skin. So you're probably not going to see a big difference if you're doing that every morning, Lee.
Feel like maybe it could even be a little bit detrimental.
I feel that it could, like if you're prone to like allergies or sensitive skin, like kind of chucking on, you know, food on your face is probably not something you want to do in the first place anyway.
Agreed.
But there's also acids in bananas as well, but the pH of them isn't low enough to kind of exfoliate the skin. So that's not going to really irritate. But, you know, the jury is obviously still out on if it's a thing or not. There's no kind of clinical studies or trials to support its use for acne. I mean, if it did work on acne, I'm pretty sure everyone would be smearing it on their face.
I must say I'm a little bit disappointed because my 2-year-old son eats about 3 bananas a day. So I was like, I've got some banana peels going around.
Ready to go.
But I'm guessing we're just going to stick to eating them from now on.
Yeah, stick to eating them and just using your vitamin C for brightening in the meantime.
Surprise, surprise, another TikTok trend that's not a thing. That's all we have time for this week. We'll be back next Wednesday, of course. And if you're wanting to get up to speed on the actual news, now that you're all caught up on beauty news, why not check out Mamma Mia's news podcast, The Quickie? It's the easiest and most enjoyable way to get across the news every day.
Thanks so much for listening to You Beauty, the daily podcast for your face, which is produced by Gia Moylan. Enjoy your week and we'll chat to you next Wednesday.
Bye.